VPS Voice Coaching and Speech Coaching Blog. Speak with confidence and advance your career in Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley houses IT professionals from all over the world who speak English with an accent that may be keeping them from advancing in their career. As the owner of Voice Power Studios, I have worked to modify the Indian, Chinese, Korean, Japanese, Italian, Russian, Polish, Lebanese, Malaysian, French, and German accents of my clients from Intel, Northrop Grumman, Microsoft, Caterpillar Inc., and Computer Sciences Corporation. Speaking clearly, concisely, and effectively with confidence is the key to unlocking many doors in both business and personal relationships. In business, you have technical presentations, technical overviews, sales presentations, stakeholder meetings, and teleconferences. The speaking opportunities increase as you advance in your company. As you grow in your career, you need your coworkers, team members, senior executives, and clients to feel comfortable when you talk with them. This level of comfort comes from being easily understood and is vital to building the trust factor in business or personal relationships. Today, a Mandarin-speaking client told me that people continually ask her to repeat herself, and at first she thought they wanted her to speak louder. It is hard for people to hear their own voice unless they record it, and even then many people are surprised at how they sound. By the time my client realized that her accent was the problem, the new acquaintance had already stopped interacting in the conversation, and an invisible communication wall went up. Most of us don't want to admit that we don't like to be bothered listening to not only heavily accented speech, but also a whining, complaining, or nagging tone. Other offensive speaking patterns include a high-pitched or squeaky voice, a loud and grating voice, a mumbler, very fast talkers, a weak and wimpy voice, and a flat and monotone voice. For further information on the influence your voice has on others, please take a look at the 2012 study by Quantified Impressions that was published in the Wall Street Journal. It was found that a person's voice tone had 2 times more influence on the listener's first impression than the message itself. And, for example, in the same article, it was reported that CEOs with lower-pitched voices made, on average, $187,000 more than their higher-pitched counterparts. When someone stops listening, it is hard to sell an idea or to close a deal. On the part of my clients with accents, there is a feeling of embarrassment, frustration, and some have told me that they feel the listener is impatient and/or prejudiced toward them. In the business world, having a heavy accent is often not mentioned except by an aware manager in a performance review. However, it is acted upon in many subtle and not so subtle ways. Having worked with many foreign-speaking clients, they have told me that they are concerned that their fellow countrymen will not be told that their accent is a communication barrier that is holding them back from achieving the success, the recognition, and salary they deserve. To me, this accent modification issue is a simple fix. Accent modification is not that difficult for most people who speak English fluently. It takes awareness, focus, and practice to improve your American accent, and after 3 to 4 months, the persuasive effect of your new voice will speak for itself. To that end, in the beginning of August, August 1st, I will be in Silicon Valley conducting a Speak with Confidence and Advance Your Career workshop for the Silicon Valley Indian Professionals Association, www.sipa.org. If you're in the area and you wish to register, go to their website, www.sipa.org, or contact me at sandram@voicepowerstudios.com. To sign up for an accent reduction consultation with me, go to www.voicepowerstudios.com.